You okay now? Okay. If it changes, let me know. My name is Alfie Fresta. It's great to be here. It's my first time at FOSDEM. I'm here to talk about credentials for Linux and the efforts to bring passkeys and other credentials to the Linux desktop. Before we start, do a show of hands. Who here has ever used a passkey? Most people, as you expect here. Who here feels that they have a good grasp of what happens from the moment you tap a security key or use your passkey onwards, like what happens behind the scenes? Yeah, the passkeys are quite complex. We're not as intuitive as passwords. I'll briefly talk about them before we start. So passkeys are public key credentials. They are designed to replace passwords and multi-factor authentication. In fact, a passkey is in itself two factors. You need both your device and either biometrics or a PIN, normally, to use a passkey. Passkeys are built on two main specifications, W3C's WebAuthn, which I guess is short for web authentication, defining the APIs for apps and websites to use, and FIDO's CTAP, which stands for client to authenticator protocol, for what happens behind the scenes all the way to the actual hardware. A bit of history, passkeys are a subset of FIDO2, which is a successor of U2F, or Universal Second Factor. There's a lot of acronyms. This was a protocol originally intended for legacy or older, you know, security keys. I have a massive collection of them there. So there's like USB keys, there's you can use NFC cards, you can see Bluetooth connected buttons as authenticators. FIDO2 introduces passwordless credentials, meaning that you no longer need a first factor. But passkeys actually raise the bar over FIDO2 one step further. They're specifically so-called discoverable credentials, which generally means that the credential itself resides at rest on the authenticator hardware. And crucially, this means they can be used in a username-less fashion, meaning that the passkey is your username, your password, and your second factor all in one. So yeah, this is like USB type, so it has a biometrics that you need to use. So by touching it, you prove possession of your security key, and as well as who you are. In terms of flaws, of UX flaws, FIDO2 adds two important ones. One is hybrid, which enables using your phone as a roaming authenticator, is what the spec calls it, I believe. So it's using a passkey on your phone on another device. Like normally it's intended for the first use scenario when you activate a new device for the first time, as well as synced credentials. So this is effectively storing passkey in your Google account or your password manager, which syncs them across devices. If you want to learn more, there's a I've linked in the slides a great talk, which it's from a few days ago, entertaining podcast on why the things are as complicated as they are now. It's a great watch. I want to highlight that security keys matter, but for mass adoption, it's phones and password manager that will define the passkey landscape, in my opinion. There's why passkeys became so mainstream, and virtually everyone nowadays owns a phone that's capable of being an authenticator. So Linux needs to treat smartphone flows and password manager as first-class citizens. I've already stressed that third-party credential providers are very important for the ecosystem, but it's even clearer if I say that they're now actually the default. On most Android and iOS devices with Google Cloud, Google Password Manager and iCloud Keychain, I think it's a passwords app, it's what it's called, they're on by default. And both platforms still allow you to choose your own favorite password manager as an alternative.